The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now, a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay in your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. The first verse, or the first stanza of the Responsorial Psalm says, "O Lord, how many are my adversaries, many who rise against me. They are saying there is no salvation for him in God. There is no salvation for him in God." And the gospel responds to that. For today, salvation has come to the house of Zacchaeus. Now, let us weave our homily around salvation. The first reading, you will recall, yesterday I said that the book of Maccabees was written to encourage those who had been tempted to abandon the religion they had, the religion of God, and follow the Greco-Roman religion, so to say. The religion that came from Greece, worship of idols, paganism. And today it was evident with the story of Eliezer. There is this proverbial saying that he who fights to run may live to fight another day. He who fights to run may live to fight another day. But Eliezer says, "No, at my age, 90, why should I run?" His faith in God was so strong, his courage. He says to us, "My friendship with God is something more than anything I can compromise with." In other words, he knew the God he was serving. He was very confident in the friendship he had with God. You know, the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 32 tells us, "If you know the God you serve, you will do exploits." Eliezer knew the God he was serving. He did not want to disappoint the younger ones. He wanted to be a model for them. And he went head on with death, as painful as it might have been for him. He chose the friendship he had with God because he believed that's where salvation is going to come from. Even amidst the adversaries he had, he trusted God and gave good example of courage and virtue to the younger ones. Today we celebrate the dedication of the basilicas of St. Peter and St. Paul, both of them. These were basilicas built in the 4th century, precisely The Basilica of St. Peter was built in 330 AD by Emperor Constantine over the sepulcher of St. Peter. The Basilica of St. Paul was built by Valentinian in 386 AD over the tomb of St. Paul. Not until the 14th century, the Basilica of St. Peter underwent reconstruction and was rededicated November 18, 1626. The Basilica of St. Paul was gutted down by fire in the 17th century, and it was rebuilt and dedicated by Pope Pius VI in 1850. So this is what we celebrate: icons, monuments that reminds us that the God we serve was a God of history. The Jesus we are following is a God of history. He lived on earth. These people experienced him. They preached about him. They saw him. So do not be dismayed. Do not be discouraged when your faith is being tested. There was a Jesus of history. With the dedication of these basilicas, reminds us that the God we serve is not just hypothetical. He came down in our world and he lived among us. People's testimonies abound. May our lives also be testimonies for others, in order that there will be a continuation of faith. Amen.